Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
It's remarkable to watch. And coming off of last week, for me, it was like, well, how mature are you? The collapse at home last week. Can you handle that just choke job? And then to go down 11 on the road versus a great defense. This is a very good defense in Baltimore. And just find ways to climb back in and make big throw after big throw after big throw down the field. I'm second right now for me.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone.
It was Dan Orlovsky talking about the bounce back of Drake May and the Patriots from the, quote, choke job against the Bills to the victory over the Baltimore Ravens last night, Sunday night football down in Baltimore. The Inner Harbor was all lit up for the primetime Sunday affair.
Fireworks being shot onto the field.
Is that real? Because it looked like AI to me. I swore that was AI.
I think
AI.
It was real.
Really?
Yeah.
It looked like a
Nobody
meteor.
Was hurt, but.
Jesus. They got to be a little more careful with those things.
When in Baltimore.
But it is a Patriots Friday here on, Patriots Monday here on WEEI Afternoon. So we go right to the guest line to talk to, as we do each and every week, Patriots cornerback Marcus Jones. Marcus, how are we feeling after that victory last night?
I'm doing good. How are you?
We are great. So one of the things we were asking about last week coming off that Bills loss was, could it be a good thing? How does the team respond? What is the end result in the next week in Baltimore? Certainly safe to say you guys responded pretty well in that tough environment last night to get the victory.
Oh, yeah, for sure, man. The main thing that I'm happy about is that we fought 60 minutes, you know, no matter how it was in the game and everything like that. Everyone was, you know, dialed into the details and made sure to finish the game.
So, Marcus, it seemed to be kind of touch and go there for a little while with you last week. You were on the injury report, didn't practice Wednesday and Thursday, come back Friday, and you were questionable. When did you know that you were going to be good to go, and did it ever get to really close to you not being able to play last night?
I felt as though, you know, whenever it got to, like, Thursday and everything like that, I knew that, you know, I was feeling good and stuff and, you know, and everything, and then you know, everyone treatment-wise, stuff like that, and Braves and everyone, you know, felt as though that I was good. So I was happy to be out there to contribute and everything like that and help the guys out to get a W.
You were one of a number of players that missed practice on Wednesday and Thursday, but then were able to play. What is the process like in terms of getting ready, game plan, mental reps while you're working through health issues during the week to make sure, even though you miss a couple practice days, you are ready to go on Sunday?
Yeah, I can only speak for myself when it comes down to that. But the main thing is that I'm in meetings and everything like that. I'm getting all the details and stuff like that, and you know, making sure to, you know, dial in from the situation of watching the film and knowing what we need to do, the adjustments and everything when it comes down to it, because every week is different. So, you know, when it comes down to all of those things, we're always, you know, in top tip shape whenever it comes down to that.
Okay. Just be honest. I mean, I'm not sure exactly how much you've had to play him before, or what your experience has been, but just how hard is it to tackle Derrick Henry? Because that looks like a daunting task.
Yeah, the main thing is, you know, to stop his feet and, you know, get him before he gets started and everything. Everyone knows whenever he gets to the second level and, you know, he gets going, it just makes it a harder task in the situation of getting him down and everything as he build up. So I would say, you know, he's definitely a problem and can become a problem whenever he doesn't stop his feet and everything. But at the end of the day, you know, he's a great player.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Patriots captain Marcus Jones here on a Patriots Monday on WEEI Afternoons. One of those tackles was your buddy Christian Gonzalez. Had him out wide, and we've all seen the highlights in the past. His stiff arm can be deadly. It can land you on some embarrassing highlight films. But Christian was able to sort of swat it away in tackling Derrick Henry. How much do you guys focus on that stiff arm, work on it? How impressive was it that Gonzo was able to do that?
Yeah, we practice it every week, I can honestly say. You know, every day of the week and everything like that, we always talk about the situation of the stiff arm, not just with him, but, you know, anytime, you know, runners end up having a, you know, one-on-one situation and trying to stiff arm. But we know that week and everything with Derek, he likes to do those things. So we always make sure to practice it every week. And it was great to end up having that situation because, you know, we practice it and being able to execute it in the game is the main thing.
Your coach talked about packing your identity going on the road, and that you guys needed to make sure that you were ready for a big one last night. You had guys going down left and right all over every level of the defense and the team, it seemed. Is that toughness and that resilience and that next man up identity really what your defense is all about? Is that the identity your coach was talking about?
For sure. You know, he always talks about preparing as a starter. We have a lot of guys that's always, you know, preparing as a starter. And in this league, you know, we all understand that it's always the next man up mentality. So anyone that we have out there, man, we trust them when it comes down to the plays and executing everything that they need to do. So, you know, preparing as a starter is very important.
You referenced playing four quarters, 60 minutes of football, resiliency, those things to get this victory. I know you guys ignore the outside noise, but did you guys need that, this type of game, to maybe prove it to yourselves as you head towards the postseason?
I can't say when it comes down to, you know, needing those situations. I would say, you know, we had a loss and we're always talking about bouncing back and being able to, you know, respond, you know, in the National Football League, any sport in general, you know, how you respond is, you know, shows a lot about the team whenever it comes down to, like you said, the team identity. And showing that, you know, whenever we do take a loss, you know, we know how to respond and get back to the details that we need to get back to. So, you know, I'm just happy about how we responded and looking forward to next week.
Marcus, how big was the support from Pats fans on the road last night? How nice was it when you guys were on the ropes and trying to stage the comeback and make some plays to hear MVP chants and let's go Pats chants all throughout M&T Bank Stadium?
Extremely supportive, man. I commend all the fans that end up coming on the road and, you know, being loud for us and stuff. We've seen it time and time again. Every time that we're away, you know, we hear, you know, the defense chants, you know, the MVP chants and everything. And then also just, you know, the excitement when it comes down to us making plays. So, man, we want the Pats fans to definitely show up in New York as well and everything this week and stuff. So, you know, we love our fans for sure.
You reference practicing against stiff arms every week. I'm also guessing you guys practice the peanut punch almost every day, because yesterday you got two of them. Hawkins got Henry early, and then you had the one with Chase on Flowers late that you actually recovered. How much of a weapon has that become for defensive players, that peanut punch trying to force fumbles?
Man, it's extreme. You know, defense especially, we're always talking about turning the ball over and stuff. You know, usually it's the guy that you don't see. That's what they usually say, and is very accurate when it comes down to it, because, you know, usually when guys are trying to make the move and stuff, they're just focused on one person, and that person that's, you know, running behind them or the person that they don't see can end up punching the ball and, you know, possibly getting the ball out. So we talk about turnover tackle all the time. So it's one of those situations to where we practice it a lot, and, you know, being able to execute it on Sundays is the main objective.
Well, you guys, Marcus, now have officially punched your ticket to the postseason. Speaking of punching things, you guys are a playoff team now. Just real quick, just once that set in last night and you guys all had a chance to discuss that, knowing that was one of your goals this season, how exciting was that, albeit, you know, probably very temporary, because I know you guys are always on to the next goal?
Yeah, it meant a lot, you know, when it comes down to, you know, the steps that we're trying to get to. You know, like you said, we hit one of our goals, but like you said as well, you know, it's kind of like, all right, that's great and stuff, and now we're on to this week and everything, and, you know, take it week by week is very important.
Marcus, it seemed like from afar watching on TV that Baltimore was very intent on hang time, letting the coverage get down, keeping the ball away from you. When a team is doing that and clearly, you know, not letting you return it, do you get frustrated? Do you take it as a sign of respect and sort of pride? What's kind of in your mindset when you're itching to try to get a return?
Yeah, I would say, you know, I kind of see it as a sign of respect in a way. You know, I understand their situation of, you know, trying to put a lot of hang time on the ball, making it difficult for me to catch the ball. My main thing is just always playing smart. You know, if I can get to it in a fair catch, I'm definitely going to do it. But the main objective is getting the ball back to the offense. So I had to do a couple, you know, Peter calls, let my guys know that's blocking and get out of the way and everything, and then kind of go from there. But at the end of the day, it's just always about being patient, you know, being smart about the situation. Sometimes, you know, they will outkick their coverage, and whenever I can return it, you know, I'm going to try to make the most of it. But at the end of the day, I got to be smart.
Did you notice anything different about how the Ravens played on offense once Lamar Jackson went out and Snoop Huntley came in? Because they seemed to have a lot of – they didn't look that different on television or from our seats versus what you may have experienced on field, Marcus.
Yeah, I would say their situation, I didn't feel like it changed a whole bunch. You know, they were always trying to establish a run game. They would still kind of do that whenever Lamar was in the game as well. So I would say I didn't feel like it changed a whole bunch.
Do you you hear a lot of coaches say, you know, run to the football and good things will happen. I feel like you've been involved every Monday. I feel like you're around the football. We talk about a play, an interception. Yesterday, it's a fumble recovery. How is it you seem to be around the ball at all times in key situations?
I just, when they say, you know, run into the ball, effort and finish, you know, Brave says it a lot, and, you know, we understand that. But, yeah, if you run to the ball, you know, good things will happen. So that's just the effort thing.
So, obviously, this will be an interesting, dare I say, unique and enjoyable week leading up to the Jets game because, while obviously, again, you know, you're coming off of a big comeback win and you guys are a playoff team, you also have Christmas, like, right smack in the middle of all of it. How are you going to handle that, Marcus, and what are your particular plans for celebrating the holiday?
Yeah. You know, we get Christmas off, so being able to spend time with family means a lot. I get to call my family and everything like that and spend time with loved ones.
What about gifts in the locker room? We'll get you out on this before we let you go. We always talk to the quarterbacks. You'll see it on, like, social media. Oh, Brock Purdy got his offensive line a truck or whatever, golf carts, custom. How many gifts are shared in the locker room with just the rest of the team? Not the quarterback with the O-line, but the rest of the team. Do you guys swap gifts?
Yeah, I feel as though, you know, everyone has their different ways and everything. I know the DBs are doing the DBs, and I feel as though it's all position groups and everything, and people exchange gifts.
Are you a good gift giver? Somebody getting a good gift from you?
I feel as though I am a good gift giver, but also you got to understand as well, like from receiving a gift, I'm thankful for whatever I get. I'm not crazy about it. The main thing that I end up loving is socks, because I'm always needing new socks and everything
socks.
Like that.
Wow.
I'm pretty basic. I don't need too much and everything. I'm not high maintenance.
Wow, you are not. If your favorite gift is socks, you are like the dream for every kid or every wife.
Like my cat.
Just get some fancy socks. Do they have to be like super fancy or just regular basic socks?
Nah, regular socks and underwear. I'm cool with those two.
Wow. So, okay, anybody that has Marcus Jones on their to-buy-for list, just get him some underwear and socks, and we're good. In all seriousness, though, we hope you enjoy the Christmas, enjoy the time off that day. Congrats on the big win, and good luck over the next couple weeks.
For sure. Appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Marcus. Patriots cornerback Marcus Jones. Socks.
Socks and drawers. That's it, huh?
Who says, like, socks? Like,
wait,
I feel
no,
like...
What 25-year-old says socks and undies?
Who just signed a 30-whatever million-dollar contract?
I'll answer that question. A 25-year-old who is lying.
You think that was a lie?
Yeah,
I just
course he's
socks.
Of course he's lying. He's just being polite, guys. Come on.
I see Christian Gonzalez, like, fist, you know, pumping his fist, like, oh, I got to buy him just Hanes socks. Go to Target and get a pack of, you know, $13.99.
Yeah, meanwhile,
Hanes
if we had Christian Gonzalez, he'd be like, you know, you could start at Gucci and maybe some Yves Saint Laurent or Fendi. Like, wow.
Socks
and, all right, so what are we going to do? Like, what's the, it's a good, Dan, do we have a House Bombas account?
Those Bombas aren't, those are not cheap. Those are not, that's why I was asking. Those are
but
a little.
But they're nice.
They are
great.
Nice.
Is that even above his pay grade, though? Are we getting the Hanes, like,
that's what he said.
Pack?
He said just simple, like, go to Walmart, Target, wherever, get
that's
the
what
plane.
I knew he was lying, by the way. If he
no,
wanted,
he
like, luxurious
wear...
socks, that's one thing. I knew, as soon as he said, yeah, just grab me the one from Costco, I'm like, okay.
He's not.
Oh, listen,
lying.
Hey, ain't no hating on Kirkland drawers.
No.
Let's get the job done.
Yeah, for us, not for the millionaire.
He was the defensive player of the month, what, a month and a half ago? Like he
just signed a $36 million deal.
He's
dude's
smart
gonna
with
be wearing
money.
Fruit of the Looms.
Best punt. You can be smart with your money if somebody else buys you fancy socks. I didn't tell him to spend all his money on socks, but somebody else could. Anyway, Marcus Jones wants socks for Christmas, so that's easy to fulfill that wish. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, we'll react to a couple things that Marcus said about the defense and the adjustments, and we need to look into that defensive performance because we talked a lot about all the good, how they won, the comeback, the offense. The defense was a little shaky at times. That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Patriots Monday on WEEI is presented by Gillette. Gillette's best shave is now the best a fan can get. Get it while you can at Gillette.com/NFL. By Cross Insurance. Cross Insurance, official insurance broker of the New England Patriots. By Shaw's and Star.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.